What a year it was for 2-4. The first time in NFL history, a pair of rookies have led the NFL in rushing yards. Ezekiel Elliott, of course, and Jordan Howard, the fifth-round pick out of Indiana, surprising everybody. And wouldn't you know, he was kind enough to stop by the studio here in Los Angeles. Jordan, have you had a chance to, like, sit back and just process the 1,300-yard rookie season that you just delivered to the Chicago Bears?
I've sat back a little bit about it and thought about it, but I also think about how many yards I could have ran for if I would have played from the beginning of the season, so I think about that too. So next year I'm really excited to get back out there, see what I can do and see what the team can do.
Okay, so Mike Glennon comes in, right? So you got a quarterback there. I think he's a good player. He played well in Tampa Bay. I got some coaching friends that really liked him. Are you excited about next year with him? You know, interior offensive line still there. You got some weapons on the outside. How do you feel the team's
going to be? I'm definitely excited about next year and excited about Mike Glennon. He had some success in Tampa Bay when he was starting, but he didn't really have much around him. But all he really needs is
a good back now.
All he really needs is a chance, just like I had. I just need the chance to show what I can do, and that's all he needs. But I'm very excited about the team. We have a lot of talent.
You excited about Dowell Loggins and Dave Ragone, all those guys on the offensive side of the ball? Good group. I know John Fox is pretty laid back. How do you get along with John Fox? You guys good?
Everybody loves Coach Fox.
Yeah, he's
a jokester pretty much. He's always in good mood, happy spirit. So it's always easy to play for a coach like that.
That's cool.
It was funny. We talked about you and Zeke being 1-2 in the league in rushing last year. Obviously, there was a lot of hype surrounding Zeke when he came into the league. He was the fourth overall pick. You actually averaged more yards per carry than Ezekiel Elliott, 5.2 to 5.1. You guys were both Pro Bowlers this year. You think you're going to be monitoring each other's stats, maybe on a game-by-game basis? I'm sure you have goals. You'd love to be the NFL's leading rusher next year.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to be monitoring each other's stats, but actually for the draft process, we were actually training at the same place, so I got to know him during that time. But I feel like I'm going to be getting compared to him the rest of my career, but I don't have a problem with that.
Running back, young running backs, go train wherever Jordan and Zeke trained, apparently. did pretty good.
That's the way you have to work. Your first season, you came out of the gates like a rocket ship. You obviously had a great year, but you've also seen what happens when the team doesn't meet expectations. All of these changes, no Alshon Jeffery anymore, no Jay Cutler. Does it surprise you?
It's not surprising because I know in the NFL, the team's not going to be the same every year. So, but just the amount of turnover we had, it's kind of surprising. We had a lot of coaching changes, so that surprised me as well. But we didn't get the results that we needed, so it's kind of expected.
Tell me a little bit about your college experience. You're from Birmingham, Alabama. You went to UAB, your hometown school. They got rid of the football program for 2 years, and then you went to Indiana. Do you still claim both schools?
I definitely claim both schools. The last time I went home to Alabama, I actually stopped by a UAB practice. The new field they had, a new turf field when I was there. We didn't even have turf, so they're making improvements now, but I definitely claim both schools.
Tell me about that hat, Smiles Only.
This hat, it's one of my old teammates from UAB, Mardricus Humphreys. His dad is actually Bobby Humphreys, so he sent me this hat, and I'm promoting it.
That's good publicity right there. Yeah, I mean, you can't buy that airtime.
Yeah. That's pretty good, Jordan. Thanks.
Jordan Howard going into his second year as a running back for the Chicago Bears. Their entire offense, if they're smart,
it's going through
David,
Jordan.
It's going to be built around
No doubt about it.
Hey, thanks for joining us, man.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.